You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
My man, should introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Josh. I'm from the band Fool's Lagoon. I play keyboard, and I also happen to be the lead singer, which is pretty cool.
How did Fool's Lagoon get its start? How did you boys meet and end up as a collective?
Yeah, I actually saw this Facebook post in about 2020 from this man named Joe Perry. Joe Perry is one hell of a man, and he was asking if there were any vocalists, any keyboardists, any musicians that wanted to kind of join his little outfit that he started with one other guy, Matt Everest. His name's Matt Everest. And so I hit him up. I just come out with my single, Broken Trolleys, and we met up. And I don't know, it's like, so often you hear horror stories about people meeting on Facebook, or it's just like a bad time, no one gels together. But with these guys, it was just an incredible chemistry we had. These guys just felt like good company, which I don't think not everyone can say, and that's completely fine. But we kind of struck gold and we started working together. Our music tastes are very different. Which I think lends itself to the general vibe that we have as well. And so we just started Fool's Lagoon, and I think we're really proud of how far we've come. We've released an EP, and we have another one coming, which is very exciting as well. But all in all, that's my journey, I guess, summarized. What do you think?
that's amazing. I think it's very rare that you find a group of stable mates like you have, where you just sort of gel like you do. Your last gig I at Deadwitch that I was at, your chemistry on stage is very much, I don't want to say unmatched, because I feel like I'd just say it's quite rare within up-and-coming musicians, right? Like, typically I've heard stories about musicians kind of jumping between bands or just having different sort of stable mates. But yeah, I think it's awesome that you found a group of people that you just gelled with automatically.
Yeah, I think more than the music, we do kind of, we're very good friends. Like, you say mates, and that's what it is, because we're just great friends together, and creating music is a byproduct of us just hanging out, basically. And I think more than anything, it's kind of shown that when we hang out, we can create like this kind of cool music that, all right, let's be real, I don't listen to music like the stuff that we make. My music taste is very different than what we actually produce. But it's incredible that we can kind of come together, and even though we all have very different music tastes, kind of create this little indie fun thing. I don't even know how to describe it.
It's very much would you say that it's a hybrid of different genres, what Fool's Lagoon play? Definitely get the indie vibe from hearing you guys live and the music that you've put out, but how would you describe it?
Asking a musician to describe their own music is always, it's always tough. I'm so close to it. I've spent so much time listening and dissecting it in my head, whether that be like reviewing the mixes that we've received from our producer, or just like being in the creative process. You just get very stuck into it. It's very hard to describe, especially, yeah, just being so close to it. But I would, if I had to, kind of describe it as indie pop funk. It's got some Red Hot Chili Peppers and inspiration from Joe Perry. That's his like favorite music, and he plays rhythm guitar, and it's got this like chugga chugga-ness to it. And he really likes the kind of syncopated rhythms of everything. But then Matt Everest, our lead guitarist, he's like a metalhead. that's what he grew up on, playing these like incredibly fast licks. I think it kind of comes together to be this very polished, tight music. And I'm very much into synth and production. And so it kind of, it's quite clean. I would call it. It's like clean pop indie.
Where did the name Fool's Lagoon come from? It's got quite an interesting knack to it. Like, it rolls off the tongue quite nice, I think. Fool's Lagoon. Where did it come from? Who came up with it? And was there any inspiration behind it?
Oh, my God. The name of our band. So pretty much we had been together for going on 8 months, and we hadn't landed on a name. People would ask us, like, oh, you're in a band, so what's the band called? And we would have no answer. And so we came up with the spreadsheet, a spreadsheet of different names for the band. There were so many, and pretty much we decided that it would be the best idea to do a gauntlet. And so we all had 3 votes, and we'd go through the spreadsheet and vote on which one was our favorite, or which favorites. And at first we landed on the name, oh God, what was it? It was so bad. Plus 64.
No, it's not.
And that's fine. It's very like 660, but a ripoff, and the music we make is not very 660. So we landed on that. And for about a week, we sat there and we just mulled on it. Now, the one person in the band who absolutely hated it was Matt Everest. He despised it. And quoting him, he was like, oh, fuck, that fucking name is fucking heinous. We can't fucking go with fucking +64. It's fucking awful. And so after about a week of sitting on this god-awful name that we were kind of coping, we were like, it's okay, you know? It's like Kiwi, you know? But we went through the gauntlet again. And Connor, our bassist, he put in the name Fool's Lagoon right at the bottom. That was just the name he came up with that week. And we went through and we're like, Fool's Lagoon. And we all voted it in. And because we'd already voted, we didn't want to vote again and again and keep delaying the process. So we were just like, Fool's Lagoon, that's fine. Let's do it. And since then, it's kind of, I don't know. I think it describes our vibe in a way. I mean, it's very like Kiwi surf rocky name with the ocean connotation, but I think it fits.
Yeah. You know, it's got, I think it definitely suits the vibe of Fool's Lagoon. I want to ask you about your other stable mates. You've got Connor and you've also got your drummer only recently joined as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So Connor Dyer, he's our bassist. He's very, very talented. He picked up the bass fairly recently, actually. But he's probably the most persistent musician I've ever met in terms of practice, determination, and just getting better at his craft. And he's come a long, long way. It's truly incredible. And then recently we picked up Sam, our new drummer, and he's got this really, really nice pocket, which he sits in really well with us boys, and he's just a friendly guy. Super happy to have Sam as well. He's awesome.
Yeah, and like we were talking about before, you guys all gel together really, really nicely. The chemistry is great. You guys are all your own characters. Like your lead guitarist comes on stage with no shoes. I vibe with that. That's sick.
Much to my chagrin, to be honest. I'm all about the image, and he's kind of like, well, if I can't go up, lock myself, I fucking won't go up, mate. But yeah, just fucking love all of them, eh?
It's great. It's great. I want to talk about Bizarre. Bizarre came out in 2021. Like I said earlier, it was a great track. I was blown away by how great it was. Instantly into the playlist. I'm pretty sure it was one of the initial songs which I added to the Thrift Stores playlist when I first started when I first got the time slot, chucked in a bunch of Fool's Lagoon because I already knew that I was going to be playing a bunch of Fool's Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, tell me about writing that song, the process behind it. How did you come up with everything, melody, rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, Bizarre was an interesting track because it was written entirely by Joe Perry. He did everything, and it was the first thing that he brought to the table. I mean, it was a garage that we were chilling in first, and it was the first time I met him, and he played me the song, and I was kind of just blown away by it was quite intricate. It was very poppy, and very catchy. And, you know, he'd come up with this really great guitar riff for it, which I couldn't play for you, unfortunately. But honestly, it was all Joe. It was all Joe. And when we were recording the song, I kind of had access to all these different keyboards, and I kind of just got to go a little bit ham and add a lot of that, like, spaciness that it has to it. That's, I think, defined our sound since then, and we've been trying to recreate that general, like, spacey, synthy, poppy vibe that Bizarre did. And so at the end of the day, it was all Joe. He picked up guitar after not playing it for a long time, wrote that song, and decided he would start a band. And then that was our first single. So yeah, the guy's just got a really great musical instinct and just knows exactly what to do. He's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, so I'm guessing the rest of your stable mates sort of just added what they felt like enhanced the song that was already written. So you had access to so many keyboards. What was that like, just being able to play around? And
it was awesome. I mean, at the time of recording it, I was super broke. I pretty much only had my laptop and my 24 key MIDI keyboard. And so there was no way I was going to be, you know, recording using that. But at the studio we were recording at, there was, you know, heaps of keyboards. So I just got to go ham. It was ridiculously fun. Because going to a studio, you just get access to everyone's shit. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful time.
It's like Kinder Toy Store.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward to last year, 2022.
Mm.
The EP comes out. It's called These Fools. You've got a total of, I think, 4 tracks on it. Tell me about writing this EP. You've got some absolute banging tunes on here, dude. How did it start off? Tell me about the creative process. Who in the band, you know, writes the songs and how much is everyone involved in that process?
So I think for each of those songs, it kind of, each one had a different participation level in terms of the songwriting, and everyone kind of had a moment to shine across the EP. So Golden Boy, that was another one of the first songs that Joe wrote and that we played together. And so he wrote most of the lyrics, but didn't quite have a chorus. And among one of the first times we were hanging out, I kind of had this idea of, like, talking about a golden boy, like, the life I live isn't fit for a golden boy. And he was like, oh, that's it. It was our little eureka moment for that song. And yeah, that kind of was how that ended up happening. Try was written by me for my current partner, Ruby. We had just started seeing each other. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of all about, like, not being sure about, you know, diving headfirst into a thing. But, like, let's just try it. And so I wrote that song, and I think you'll find a lot of the time with the music, the original version of the song is very different from the end product, because it's usually just me chilling on the acoustic guitar in my room, and then I bring it to the boys and they've all got this like funkiness and this, you know, this pocket and the syncopation that they add to the song that gives it that poppy funky quality, which I don't necessarily have built into me and my guitar chops. But yeah, I think Try was an example of that, of that song. And then we've got Mates Rates, which was written by us together as a band. It's about your mate who you love to death, but they just don't chip in where they need to. They bring the Heller's sausages to the nice barbecue and they eat everyone else's, you know, Westmere butcher meat, you know. But you love them anyway. And so it's kind of like a fun dig at one of Matt's mates, really.
Dig at the Stingy Mates. Shout out all the Stingy Mates out there.
Shout out Rodri, the Stingy Mate.
We all have one. We all have one Stingy Mate.
Exactly. Exactly. But you love them. You love them. And then the last song was Run Escape, which was written primarily by Joe. But it was the first time we kind of experimented with this like 80s synthy sound and like a kind of a disco-y feel and really channeling the 80s, which we're exploring in our new EP, which I can't wait to share. It'll be sick.
Well, I guess that's a good segue into what this new EP would entail. Yeah, how's it going? What the process of creating it's like? Anything you're playing around with, experimenting with?
Well, we really like the sound of Bizarre. We were like, this is kind of a direction we want to go in. People seem to be reacting to it really well. And I think the EP that we initially released was kind of the experimental part of the process. And this new EP is where we feel a lot more comfortable with our sound, and I think it's matured quite a lot. Now, in terms of recording it, we had a lot of help from CJ, Connor Jane, from, he used to be the bassist of Marco Road, and he helped produce and record the last EP as well as this one, and we just love him to death. But pretty much, he got us in for like a pre-production stage where we brought these ideas forward, and we were like, here they are, in their like weakest form, and he transformed them into what they are now. And then we spent a week out at Matt's parents' house, and he had his van full of gear, which he brought in and set up, and we just camped out there and recorded the whole thing. And we've been mixing it and, you know, sending feedback, and yeah, it's really, really close. It's really, really close.
Can you give us a date, or is that still?
Well, first single is going to be Misty, which is Misty's Mystique, actually.
Okay.
That's the name of the song, and it's coming out next month, hopefully. We want to make it possible, but you know the thing with bands these days is so much admin. There's so many, you have to make content and like appease to the Instagram algorithms and everything. And we're trying to set up some release shows as well.
Just gonna have to wait, unfortunately.
Yep.
Sorry. You've had your guitar in front of you this entire time. And I've been trying to figure out what sort of question to ask you that could trigger you wanting to play some of it. Is there anything acoustically you've been playing around with?
One of our new singles, Brighter Days, was written by me on the acoustic guitar. And I think the acoustic version is very different from the recorded version. And I think playing it wouldn't be a giveaway of the recorded version because it is so different. Okay. And once the whole thing is released and you hear it, you'll be able to tell, like, oh yeah, it's like a different song, basically. Which again is like one of the greatest things about playing in fools is like, I bring them an idea that I've written, and it's sad and it's slow, and then they just make it into this thing. So yeah, that's brighter days. Sunlight. I can't see through the haze, though my eyes never really saw right. Waiting and thinking, sat barely blinking, when nothing's gonna go my way. What are you crying about? Everything you need is on a silver plate, yeah. It's all I've ever wanted, but it's all I'll ever be. Washed up but undefeated. Are you ashamed? Tomorrow, I think I can swallow my pain, but I've had enough of the sorrow. Waiting and thinking, sat barely blinking, when nothing's gonna go my way. What are you crying about? Everything you need is on a silver plate. It's all I've ever wanted, but it's all I'll ever be. Washed up and undefeated. Oh, I've seen brighter days. Can't see through the haze. I've seen brighter days. Can't see through the haze. It's all I've ever wanted, but it's all I'll ever be. Washed up and
that was amazing, dude.
Thank you.
That was incredible.
Brighter days, that one.
Coming soon. Not just yet. You have to wait for it. Wait till this comes out. Everyone's going to be wondering where to find it on Spotify. But you can't. You won't be able to find it on Spotify.
You won't be able to find it on Spotify because it's not out yet.
So you're going to have to wait. But yes, thank you, Josh. That was incredible, dude. To finish off with, you are playing a gig at Big Fan
on
Friday.
We are.
Is it, last I heard it was sold out. Is it still sold out?
It's sold out still. Sorry.
Unlucky. Any upcoming gigs after that though?
Well, we'll be, you know, posting on our Instas for any shows. You know, we're currently in very much EP prep season, which means lots and lots of shows. So there'll be probably one around by the time this is up. So check out the Insta if you want to see some shows, because that's where they all are.
Do. Also, just go listen to Fools of Goons' last EP. Go listen to their music. Show them some support. Josh, to finish off, I want to ask you, what is your favorite Kiwi song?
Mortal Orchestra, Nadia. It's from their new album, and it's beautiful. Album's called Four. Song's called Nadia, with a J, N-A-D-J-A. Unknown Mortal Orchestra. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song.
Sweet as. Well, here's that song now.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.